The opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints expressed on today's radio show and their guests do not necessarily reflect the opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints of Easy Way Broadcasting.
Welcome to Radio Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, tech, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Aretha Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli.
Well, good morning, everyone. Good morning, Aretha.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
We've had some exciting times this last week, especially let me just bring up Mary Crowley's Freedom Ball against the fight against sex trafficking. What an event that was, huh, Aretha? That'll be one to remember.
Absolutely.
Hey, Aretha, how about that? The rooftop at the Viceroy in Beverly Hills, and it never rains in Southern California, and fortunately they had a big tent over the top of us because we had one heck of a thunderstorm, didn't we? Wow.
We absolutely did. We never have rain in Southern California, but when it rains, it pours, and it did pour, but we had a spectacular light show. We really never get lightning or thunder in L.A. It's very rare in the basin, but it was beautiful.
I had Aretha Gray herself at our table with Eric and Dante, and we had Colonel Denton with the Tierney Center, and Kate Linder from The Young and the Restless, and we had Matt Doyle at the table, and I'll tell you what, it was, I mean, everywhere you looked, there was somebody there. There's a lot of celebrities, sports people just basically interested in the cause, and but, you know, I kind of felt for some of the, you know, we were covered, but there were some of the electronics I noticed that weren't covered up, and they had to do some shuffling around.
Poor musicians were caught out in the rain. They were in the perimeter. They were wonderful musicians, but they did have to stop playing because of the rain and the lightning.
Yeah.
Although the lightning was far enough away from us, I wasn't concerned about a lightning strike, but with those electronics and stuff, you never know. So they had to move in. But there was still some entertainment. We got to hear the orchestra for a little while, and there was a lovely opera singer. It was a wonderful event.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody was all spruced up and looking good.
And it's one of those ones you remember when you're seeing a speaker in the background, you see all this lightning. It was a little bit different, you know. But with that, I think we'll move into our hot topic time. What do you think?
Okay.
Ripped from the headlines. Today's hot topic.
And actually, my hot topic, I'm just going to go on with the Freedom Ball a little bit more. I had an absolutely wonderful time. It was benefiting people that have been involved in sex trafficking. They have a reach out and I believe a rescue. I'm not sure what all they do, but it's Mary Crowley Ministries and sex trafficking, education, and rescue are just one of the causes. It's very near and dear to my heart. But if you didn't make it to the ball and you didn't have an opportunity to give that night, you can contact Mary Crowley Ministries, and it's never too late to donate. And you can just go to Mary Crowley, that's MeriCrowley.com. You can find out all about the ministry and all about what they're doing regarding sex trafficking. It's happening right here in the United States, folks. You know, it's right under our nose. We may not see it, we may not recognize it, but it's happening. So that's a worthwhile cause. And I also, I was just having a charity weekend this weekend. I was out in Rancho Cucamonga for the Balls of Fire bowling tournament. And it's funny because Kate Linder and I were and we were also at the Balls of Fire. So we were having a ball this weekend, literally with charity. And that was aiding the Foothill AIDS Project, which is also a very worthy charity. It does all kinds of outreach for people with HIV and AIDS, and it's a yearly event that I've been to for the last 4 or 5 years, and it's really a worthwhile event. I always have a wonderful time. We meet some wonderful people. It's a group of celebrities bowling with people who just want to bowl with celebrities. I had a wonderful group sitting with me. It was lots of fun. My bowling score was horrible. It's the worst I've ever bowled. But it was lots of fun, and they raised lots of money. If you're interested in donating to that, you can go to fapinfo.org and find out all about Foothill AIDS Project and how to donate to them. So those are my hot topics this morning. Jim, what's up with you?
Rita, you hit it right on the head. I talked to one of the directors down in San Diego, and she said, I asked her, what areas are you looking at with the sex trafficking? L.A., Orange County? She says, both. And I said, what areas in particular? And she said, pick an intersection. That's how common it is. But anyway, moving along with hot topics, we have Eric's Easy Way Empire is growing with EasyWay.tv and to now on DirecTV. And the list goes on and on with all his affiliates and television programming. It's really getting interesting. We got the Patty Sadler Show, EasyWayRadio.com, and our Boomer Boost, which I am taking every morning, BoomerBoost.EasyWayHealth.com. The Influential People Magazine, which Eric was on the cover, Coach the World, and Pauline Crawford, Miss Magical Conversations. We have her husband coming on today, and Dr. Gregory Brown, New Mind, New Body. And moving in with just a little bit of the, well, let's see what we got out here. We got Florida Hurricane Michael caused billions of dollars in damage, approximately $8 billion. It will likely be one of the costliest disasters we have here. And we have several towns that are totally in rubble. Death toll up to 18. The Indonesia earthquake caused over 840 deaths so far. And we have, the numbers are astronomical, $10 billion in damage. And the prior hurricanes, Harvey was $133 billion, Maria $120 billion, and Irma $84 billion. So a lot of devastation. So when you're traveling in some of those areas, look ahead. Brett Kavanaugh has been put through the rigorous routine by the FBI. Everything came too clean, so he's now nominated a member of the Supreme Court. And moving President Trump, message heard by Turkey, so they released Andrew Branson. He gave him kind of a strict warning. And there was a technical glitch. Apple's new iPhone have a there's the unfixable problem, they say, with the device. And basically the XS and the, I think there's one other model that they have. The battery life has a little bit of an issue there. A painting President Trump had put together. It's President Trump with, I think there's 9 other presidents, including Abraham Lincoln, is now hanging in the White House. Hillary Clinton's comments, President Clinton, her husband, after the Monica Lewinsky, as she said, it is not an abuse of power. Kanye West was in the Oval Office with President Trump. He's been a big supporter. And I think with that, Reith, I have a lot more news, but I don't think we have any more time, so I think we got to move along to a commercial.
Looking to grow and align your brand with celebrities and other established brands? Your brand is all about your entire customer experience. Everything from your logo, your website, your social media experiences, the way you answer the phone, to the way your customers experience your staff. So why not let us help you get your branding right from the start? At EasyWay Promotions, we are a new class of professionals providing first-class online branding, promotion, social media, website development, editing, graphic design, public relations, media, SEO, and online advertising to give your business the competitive edge to stand out. Our highly experienced experts will not only help you increase your online presence, but also provide you with a proven online strategy to help you increase the value of your company and make acquiring new customers easier. So what are you waiting for? Contact us today and let us help you grow your business exponentially.
For more information, contact 424-209-9290 or visit EZWayPromotions.com. That's letter E, letter Z. We also encourage you to like our Facebook page at Easy Way Promotions.
Are you tired of doing business the hard way? Is building your business taking too much time and energy? We can help. Introducing your ultimate solution, Easy Way Business Membership. We're a full-service digital marketing solution specializing in branding and marketing, advertising, and introductions to CEOs and influencers that can help your business thrive. Problem solved. Now you can hire our award-winning team to work for your business. We've received many prestigious awards, including the Digital Trailblazer Award by Hollywood Weekly Magazine, and we've been recognized by Congress. For just $11 a day, you'll get more exposure, reach more clients by next month, guaranteed. Here's how it works. You pay one low annual fee of $4,000, and you'll receive consulting, branding, marketing, advertising, social media support, product placement, and business introductions to help your business grow exponentially. And if you need more, we offer SEO, commercial, TV exposure, and much more for an additional rate. To recap, for just $11 a day annual membership fee, you'll receive branding, consulting, business-to-business introductions, advertising, and social media support. But don't take our word for it. Here's what our customers
say. We've been working with Easy Way, Eric, for the last 6 months, and literally we are slammed with work for 2 months straight, so his marketing definitely works.
To learn more, visit EasyWayNetwork.com or contact us at 877-399-2929. And don't forget to follow us on social media. On Facebook at Easy Way Network, Twitter at Easy Way Broadcast, and YouTube at Easy Way TV.
Yes, indeed, yes, indeed. And the Easy Way, well, fame is exploding. And you're talking about people like the gentleman that discovered the strip on the credit cards and Frank Shankiewicz, creator of Make-A-Wish Foundation, and the list goes on and on with celebrities, and it's really exciting. The stuff Eric creates is amazing. And we have a very interesting young man coming on the show, James Crawford Amps. He is founder of the International University of Entrepreneurology. He's a speaker, an author, education. He's been around. And when I say he's been around, I mean he's been around the world several times, lived in a variety of countries. And let's bring James on the show. Jim, you on with us?
I'm here if you're there.
There he is. There he is. And married to a wonderful lady, Pauline Crawford Amps, Miss Magical Conversation with Jim. Welcome to the show. I know you're a busy guy, and you're here with Risa Gray. I think you've met Risa before.
Yes, I have.
All right. Well,
welcome back.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me back.
Sure. I'm glad to have you, Jim. And I'll tell you, you've been around the world literally several times. Just real quick, what stands out if I were to say go back on one of those trips? What place, what country, you know, who did you meet? What stands out if I ask a question like that? Is there anything that was really unique on all your trips?
Well, yeah, there was, Jim. I just graduated from high school here in Southern California, as a matter of fact. And 17 years old, my dad had moved us the year prior from Pennsylvania to California. I fell in love with California. I said, I'm never going to leave. And Dad said, well, you might have to put those plans on hold because we're moving to Pakistan. So at the age of 17 going on 18, I found myself before the end of the summer of 1962 in Karachi, Pakistan. That 2 years that I spent there, Jim, were the most undoubtedly the most memorable of my life, simply because the transplant was so quick and the immersion so complete that I had the opportunity to to see for the first time what went on in a place other than the United States. And I mean, it was an eye opener in many ways. I mean, obviously, my concept of poverty was changed from what I knew, because I mean, there was a depth of poverty that I couldn't have even imagined. So when I left there 2 years later and moved on, even the other times that I've been to other countries, the other times that I traveled around the world, that probably had the greatest impact on me, because it opened me up to the reality of the world, not just the reality of the world I had come from.
Wow.
I think every young person should be allowed or made to go to some foreign country early in life, because I'm like you, I did a USO tour, and it changed my life to see what other places were like outside of the United States.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I agree with you 100%.
Well, you know, I believe it was the president of Nigeria was at our event the other night, and we've had several invitations to go to different areas in Africa, which I suppose we'll be going. And then we have an invitation to go to India, so we'll be seeing some parts of India. But like you say, you have to experience it yourself and to really appreciate where you're at. And especially, you know, where we're at in Southern California, where the average temperature is like 78 degrees year-round, and Aretha doesn't want anybody to know that because she wants to hog it all to herself.
Absolutely.
But anyway,
yeah, James, back to you. I had one of our listeners last week or week before, whenever you were on last, and they were very interested in the International University of Entrepreneurology.
Yes.
So you want to tell our audience this week, what exactly is that?
Yes.
Well, to put it in a thumbnail, years ago when I started working with my father, who was actually the one who developed the discipline of entrepreneurology, we were, you know, what can we do that kind of encapsulates what we're about? And the model that we came up with is bringing knowledge, experience, and imagination together. Those are the three components, Aretha, that really to help create the new, the different, the better, the things that we need. Knowledge is wonderful, experience adds to the knowledge, and then of course the element of the imagination. And one of my favorite quotes was actually by Albert Einstein, and he said, imagination is more important than knowledge. Basically, we're limited by what we know, but the imagination can take us beyond that.
Interesting. Yeah. And
do you teach people how to use their imagination, or...
And this came from your father, right, Jim?
Well, I'm sorry?
Did your father originally start this idea?
Dad was the one. I was with him at the time, but Dad was the one that founded the IUE back in 1972.
Okay.
We're still a company in good standing. It was founded in the state of Hawaii. That's where Dad was. He was a professor at the University of Hawaii, and over the years, and that, oddly, his research started in India. He was in Hyderabad, which is now it's kind of considered the hub of the technology scene in India. But when he was there, it was just a kind of as I recall it, kind of a sleepy. Sleepy town, but he was he was with the National Institute of Extension Training, working with entrepreneurs, and that's where he developed the beginnings of the discipline of entrepreneurology. And yes, it is something that can be taught, but we look initially for the intrinsic skills that people have. And everybody has something that they do naturally and something they're drawn to. The example I always roll out is I was 4 years old the first time I saw a piano. I knew how it worked. My mother would listen to the radio, and I started emulating the songs that I heard on the radio. So, I mean, and oddly enough, I'll sneak this in, that's been my passion for 70 years. So, those are the things that you don't have to teach somebody. There are skills we believe that just cannot be taught. And the intrinsic skills would be among them. Creativity, innovation. You can't motivate somebody. You can create an atmosphere whereby they will become motivated. But it's like risk is another one. You can't teach somebody how to take risk. It's just something they will do or will not do. So, I mean, and those are the things that we look for if and when somebody comes and says, you know, I'd like to know more about what you do, because it's just, those are the things, like I said, those spell success for the people that move on. I mean, the examples that I can come up with are myriad. Steve Jobs, Bill Gates, yeah. Sam Walton, Tom Watson. So, like I say, those are the things Very we look good. For initially. Yeah, Eric Zulu, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. you know, a lot of the events we go to and a lot of the people we meet, most of them are some kind of CEO or an entrepreneur. Would you gear this, well, like the entrepreneur is the person that will work 90 hours a week so they don't have to work 40, it seems. But would you gear this more towards the younger individual, or is it something you could aim towards, like our show, the baby boomers? What do you think would be?
What's really fascinating to me, and I mean, without getting myself in hot water, I can use Aretha as an example.
I use her somebody example all that time. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. So, in other words, what we learned a long time ago was that there's an interesting phenomenon that occurs. Young people, when they go into the traditional educational system, and I'm talking about children, when they go in at the age of 5-6 years old, 99% are highly creative. Over the next 6 years, where you would expect that to be even more prevalent, but it isn't. We tend, because of the system we have, we tend to educate creativity and innovation right out of them.
Exactly.
But then, so they go through school, they get their degree, they get a job, and for 25, 30 years, they sell their time to somebody else. And then, like I say, the fascinating thing is once they're done with that, once they quote unquote retire, that's when the creativity starts to spark again. So I mean the people. I mean, and again, you can more than that, but I mean Colonel Sanders. Everybody's familiar with Kentucky Fried Chicken. He started his company on his Social Security check. So there's no no particular group that is going to have a lock on being capable of doing great things. And I mean, like I said, Aretha is, she's certainly come into her own at this point in her career. And Betty White, I mean, what can you say beyond that?
Exactly. Now, is it a brick and mortar school that somebody has to get up every morning and go to, or an online school, or a book, how does this work?
It's always been virtual. My wife and I, two or three years ago, we were actually giving working with students online using oddly enough Skype, because you can talk to them, you can go over assignments, you can give assignments, and most of the most valuable time I spent in college wasn't the 50 minutes that I spent in a class. A lot of those, and I'm letting the cat out of the bag here, I slept through. It depends on the teacher. I had teachers that I couldn't get enough of. I had others that they were snoozers. So the virtual university is, and that's something that's becoming more and more prevalent as well. We were kind of on the we're there in the beginning, and we're as we continue on, we develop more and more using that technology. But that's the
Jim, we talked about, you know, we were down with Studman down there, and
yes,
I was with you and your wife, and we talked about with Janelle Garner. We're going to have that event coming up in January, and she shared the statistics about NASA. Investigated, I think there was over 1,500 or 15,000 kids. And like you said, they had the IQ at a certain level, but over a period of years, the IQ literally dropped through the educational system, and that's what she's trying to do with her three-dimensional imaging. And that's what
right.
She's trying to do is keep it high or higher. And so much is being lost.
Yeah, and I know I'm running out of time here, but I just the one point I'd like to make is the very early on, I found a very interesting document that had been printed by the government printing office. It was a study carried out by the Ford Foundation on higher education. And the document I found was a report on higher education. And one of the most shocking statistics that they had come up with for their report was that and this was back in 1971, that the dropout rate of young people starting a four-year program in a traditional university, the dropout rate was right around 50%.
Statistics are ridiculous, yeah.
Yeah, and when I looked at it, and this was back in the 80s, that statistic hadn't changed. So there are people, young people that learn well in a very structured system. There are those that don't. And I mean, like I said, you look at some of the biggest success stories and you'll see what I'm talking about.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Jim, I appreciate you coming on. We're out of time here, but how can we get a hold of you? How can anyone get in touch with you regarding your program and everything?
We do have a website. Admittedly, it needs to be updated, but it's iuenow.com. It's just the letters IUE and then NOW.com.
All righty. Well, thank you, Jim, for coming on. And I'll probably be seeing you and your wife up this week here. And hopefully we'll see you in Vegas. I don't know if you guys
Thank you so much.
Sounds good.
We'll be there.
All right. We'll see you there.
You, bye-bye.
So anyway, Reef, it looks like it's commercial time. And
then there'll be Carmelita Corner. She's got a great guest today.
And I just want to, just real quick, I want to tell people, go to easywaynetwork.com and search Freedom Ball and see all the coverage that's on there. Okay? So that's what you want to do, is just go there and search around. But all right, commercial time.
Boomer Boost. Boomers Forever Young is really making a name for themselves as an exciting nutritional company with products that really work. People from all over the country are starting to take notice. Their whole person approach to health and wellness, combined with their unique array of powerful natural health products, are setting them apart from all the other companies in the nutrition industry. Their customers love the one-on-one free consultations and the results they experience. Sound a little too good to be true? Then go online to boomerboost.com today and sign up for a free consultation with a product specialist, or just give us a call at 1-800-861-4609. Again, that's boomerboost.com. Or call 1-800-861-4609 to join the thousands already experiencing the benefits of Boomers Forever Young products.
Like the water from the sky, you You are about to experience Carmelita's Corner. Carmelita's song, Rosebud, made it to the top 40s with the godfather of soul, James Brown. She's the founder of the Rose Breast Cancer Society. Now here's your host, Carmelita Pittman.
Good morning, everyone. And a good morning it is. I don't know where you are, but it's sunny right here in sunny California. And I'm looking forward to having a great, great pop star as our guest this morning. Her name is Chevin Roberts, and she's from Texas, where she's going to be calling in from. And she's multi-talented. She's a dance and pop sensation, and she is our special guest. Amongst her many achievements, she's been nominated for the Hollywood Music and Media Awards in the pop category for her latest single, Feels Like a Dream, where she will be receiving nods from the celebrities November the 14th, and she has also been nominated for an Arts for Peace Award for Best Pop Song coming up at the Saban Theater. I'm not sure whether it's Saban or Saban, but anyway, it will be there in Beverly Hills October 28th, and she's opened concerts for the likes of Justin Bieber and has been included in performances with Rihanna and Chris Brown and Gavin DeGraw, just to name a few. And here is our guest, Chevin Roberts. Good morning, Chevin.
Good morning, Carmelita.
Well, we're ready to rise and shine, aren't we?
Yes.
Did you hear that applause?
Yes.
It was a little light, but it was there. And I'm sure that you are accustomed to receiving applause. There you go.
Yeah.
I just want to congratulate you, number one, on all of your success as a pop star, because that is what you are. And for those of you in Radio Land that are not able to see Chevin, just look through your lens, your x-ray lens through that radio, and you will see the most beautiful woman that you ever want to see with her long blonde hair and beautiful figure. Oh, my goodness. You got it going on, girl.
Oh, you're sweet. Thank you.
Well, listen, the first time I saw you was at Eric Zulli's birthday party in Beverly Hills.
Oh, yeah.
At the home location there, it's called. I know
the
that
home
they're
of Beverly Hills.
Yes, there's the home in Beverly Hills, and you performed there, and you had the most amazing flat stomach I've ever seen on a young lady.
Oh, oh wow, thank you.
Yeah, and what do you do, by the way, to keep your figure? Do you have any secrets to share with our audience?
Nothing they probably don't already know, but yeah, you know, I try to work out when I can. I haven't had as much time lately. Obviously eating right, all that kind of stuff, but yeah, you know, it's funny how it comes so effortlessly when I'm dancing and I'm preparing for shows. You know, it's a lot more effortless than when I'm not and I actually have to work out, and I'm like, oh wow, I actually have to work out now. So yeah.
Well, I you know that some of the pop stars do a lot of sit-ups. Do you do sit-ups?
I do. I do some crunches. I don't really do sit-ups because I don't like to overstress my back, but I do the crunches where you just bring your shoulders off the ground. And I also do some other exercises where there's an equipment in the gym where you can be actually standing straight up and you lift your arms up and your feet are hanging. You just pull your knees up like you're doing a tuck. And that one works really well for me, too, so I like that one.
Hey, that sounds like a good one. So anyway, I think at some point maybe you may want to write a book about how to stay fit, you know. I was just at a what they called a Rock Your Life media workshop with a very amazing speaker, Craig. And he was the touring guide with the well-known group Air Supply and also Guns N' Roses. And he was saying that, you know, there are secrets to writing books that, you know, you'd be amazed at writing a book. And he uses his little books that are only maybe 90 pages as instead of a business card. He just hands out books. So that may be something for you to think about.
Yeah, that's funny you mentioned that. I've been thinking about writing a book. I don't know if it would be on fitness, but something inspirational for sure, you know?
Absolutely. And I know you're a very spiritual lady. I've read some of your posts, and I know that you love the Lord. And
thank you.
Yes, and Sophia Alvarez had us both on one of her big, it's like almost a pilgrimage, you know, where people gathered together and just spent hours and hours at a worship service and out there in Ontario, and that was an amazing experience. So anyway, I know we're on the right path. I believe we are.
Amen.
Yes, amen. And just recently, you know, you and I were talking about Mary Crowley's event, and I know that was just held recently at the Hermitage Hotel in Beverly Hills, and Eric Zulli was a big part of that. He helped produce it, and Jim Zulli, his dad, they were all really involved. And Dante, I saw her out there, our lovely Dante, Dr. Dante. I mean, the gang was out there and having a ball, even though it was raining cats and dogs. All of a sudden, it just started storming, you know, electrical lightning and thundering.
Oh, wow.
And oh my goodness, it was totally caught us by surprise. But the message was rocking, and it was against sex trafficking. And like I mentioned, a lot of people are not aware that America is number one in so many ways, but a lot of people are probably not expecting it to be number one in sex trafficking. And, you know,
we really
do need to be aware, you know, to prevent that,
yes,
to keep ourselves safe and protect
100%.
Yes. So anyway, getting on back to your music, what led you along this pathway? What made you decide that you were going to be a pop star?
Long story short, I grew up, my mom owns a dance studio. We had a competitive dance team that we would go to competitions. And I would always enter my solo routine, and I would win. And I just kept winning. And I had just a natural creativity would come to me for the choreography. And I would design these outlandish costumes that my mom would have to pay for, and she'd be like, wow, she's like, this is expensive, but this is really cool. And she still tells me to this day, Shevin, you know, you should have been a costume designer. And I feel like some of my creativity flowed to me a lot more effortlessly when I was younger, and I'm praying that God will continue to give me even, you know, more of an anointing for creativity, not only for writing my music, but for costume designs and all creative things, because I love just doing things that are different and that are creative. And if they're meaningful, that's always great. But sometimes I like to create art just for fun, whether it's, you know, a picture, a drawing, or a costume, or a song. And so that's what kind of what led me down that road. I kept winning dance competitions, and then I never thought of being a singer. I mean, I've always been a dancer. And so basically one of my friends, her name is Natalie Alvarado, she became kind of like a one-hit wonder back in 2005, and she was a close friend of mine. And I had the opportunity when I was in Hollywood to audition for a singing school called the Hollywood Pop Academy. And so I said, y'all, you know what, I'll just give it a shot because it looks like fun. And they accepted me into the academy. And from there, I met a producer. I made my first record in 2005. And I kind of just worked with my voice where it was. You know, I was never a Whitney Houston or anything, but I had kind of a distinct sound. And I sang songs in my range, and I wrote my own music. So it was really more about the creativity of the project. And so I did, you know, some shows here and there. I ended up doing some shows with our hit radio station here in Houston called 104KRBE, which is like equivalent to the Kiss FM out there in LA. And they actually included me in some of their big performances with their big stars, which was really awesome because I was the only independent artist that they reached out to. So I felt very privileged and very honored. I was able to open up for Justin Bieber, All American Rejects, Cobra Starship, and Jay Sean, a few others, over a couple events. And they also invited me to their pre-party for a Britney Spears concert where I was the only featured artist. So I kind of just booked shows like that through the radio station having gigs, because I didn't have a record label behind me. I didn't have a manager. I didn't really have anything but myself. And I would actually do all of my, you know, choreography, bring in dancers. I was responsible for my own lighting. I was responsible for my own music. You know, I was kind of like managing a lot. So it was really hard, you know, compared to a lot of artists that they just show up and everything's done for them, which is really the way it should be. But I was like micromanaging everything. So as I look back, I'm like, wow, man, how did I do that? And so it kind of just evolved from there. And I never gave up on my dream. I always just had, I felt like God gave me this vision to make a record that I would be really in love with. And over the years, I made some records, and I never was really in love with my records. I said, I kind of like the records, but I finally made a song that I'm actually really proud of. It's called Just Like a Dream. And I recently did that song back in February with a producer named Alex Cantrell, who's had some Billboard hits. And I feel like that's kind of how I evolved into this, I wouldn't call myself a pop star, but a pop artist. And of course I just have my goals, you know, set before me, and everything takes money and it takes a team, and it's certainly not something I could do by myself, but I'm looking forward to just moving along with the process, and whatever God has for me, you know, I'll do it.
Well, you know, you are so wise, and it is true, you know, that it does take a team, you know, like
yeah.
They keep saying it takes a village.
yeah.
I, you know, was visited not too long ago by Dick Michaels. He's an icon in the industry. He came to our home, had dinner, and we had a chance to talk a lot about different things in the industry. And one of the main things that I took away from our conversation is the fact that he said you have to have a team. And that
yes.
is so true. But, you know, I think that what you have already achieved is just wonderful. And I know that you're going to continue to climb that ladder. And you've already achieved a great deal of success. And again, congratulations to you on your nomination of the Hollywood Music and Media Awards in the pop category. And I'm sure
you're
going to walk away a winner. And you're already a winner, as it is now, in my opinion. As long as you continue to keep God before you, put God first, you will continue to be a winner. And I want to thank you before we get ready to make our exit. I know that the time goes so quickly and that there's so much more to talk about. But one of the things that I do want to announce is that you have also been nominated to receive an Arts for Peace Award, which is going to be coming up at the Saban, as I said, Saban, whatever it is, you know.
The Saban Theater.
October 28th. Can you tell us more about that?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Yes, I will be there October 28th. I was nominated. This is the first time I've been nominated for this award. I believe it's more about Arts for Peace is more of an organization, almost like a charity, that is all about supporting, you know, different cultures and everybody around the world that has the commonality of arts and artistic ventures, whether it be film or music or whatever. And so I really like that Mooney honors that, and that it's all about peace and creating peace. And that's pretty much what it's about as far as I can see. And my thought on that is, you know, if we're at peace with ourselves and at peace with God, of course we'll be at peace with each other. But I understand that, you know, what she's saying is music and film and all of those things that we have in common can kind of bring us together and harmony and a certain way where we can all relate regardless of our differences. So I think it's a great thing, and I'm looking forward to the event.
Absolutely. And before you head on out, we're going to get a chance to hear some of your music.
Yay.
Here we go.
Time's up, climb aboard. I know what you came for. Yeah, you wanna leave the world. It's an open invitation. Welcome to my spaceship. All you troubled boys and girls. Sparks gonna fly when you hear the sound.
school. What do you think, Bruce?
You know, Rita, I don't know. Were you at that event at the home in Beverly Hills? It was Eric's birthday, and Siobhan performed there. It was an amazing performance. She's a really talented lady. And I'll tell you, along with that, there's a lot of faith-based people you run into in this industry. A lot of people criticize, the Hollywood scene, but there's a lot of faith-based people. And you also have, like, at the event we were at, at the Viceroy with Mary Crowley, the Freedom Ball, we ran into a lot of people there that were really faith-based, and it's just a nice feeling. So with that, and Sophia Alvarez had a great event out in Ontario there, and so many interesting speakers. And I just wanted to again thank my son Eric for recommending me to Dr. Gelini for the Family Film Parent Award. And that was, like I said, a night to remember. But with that, I think, what do we got here? I think we're looking at our tech time and our gem time. What do we got? What's going on? Let's see what they're in.
Smartphone, cell phone, PC, Mac, tablet, iPad. That's right. It's tech time.
Okay, with that, I will cover a couple of the tech issues here. 8 tech trends for 2018. This was by Entrepreneur Magazine. I'm just going to list a couple of them here for you. We got chain, the Internet of Things, virtual reality, augmented reality, chatbox, subscription model, e-commerce, automation, and let's see, let me cover a couple of these. The pace of AI, that's artificial intelligence, which is really taking off. In fact, they were talking about an artificial, one of your typical robot scenarios, sitting across from a professor or whatever, and the advantages the robot had because he was inputted with every word in the dictionary with about 150 countries, plus all the history of the countries, math, all the sciences, so, and conversational skills. So it's almost like that movie, if you remember the movie, what was it, HAL with 2001, that just kind of overcame the people that were on the ship, and that was... Anyway, that's mind-boggling, and that's the kind of stuff. So check your stocks out, guys. I tell everybody, check your stock market, because China is switching over to – they're getting rid of gas engines and diesel, and they're switching over to battery-powered. What does that mean? Well, it means they're going to start with the mining, big time, of the all the components of the batteries. Well, I don't believe you could actually buy – stocks in the mines, but you can buy stocks in the components. So you can imagine where that's going, because they're going to pretty much, they say, it's a football field is about the size of a factory that produces these batteries. They're going to need 150 football fields to cover that. And
Jim, am I back?
You're back, Reith. I kind of covered a little bit of your tech time. If you wanted to talk about any tech stuff, go ahead. I'm just kind of rambling
okay.
on.
I guess I had some technical difficulties happening there.
Oh, it's tech time, right? That's what it's all about on the Boomer Show.
Exactly. Well, my tech time today is as much warning as I give everybody else. I got thinking to myself, what can I say? Buyer beware. I tell myself, don't wake up in the middle of the night, read something on the internet, see something on TV, and start ordering without checking it out. Well, apparently I did. I ordered something. It looked like it was endorsed by Kathy Lee and I decided to order some face cream, and I knew the moment that I ordered it that I shouldn't have. But I waited. It was free samples. All you do is pay the handling. Paid the handling, got the products about 4 days later in the mail, and luckily all of my purchases show up immediately online, and I check them all the time. And I got this huge charge from this company. Well, wow. As it turns out, if I had just done my research and typed in iVivid, which is the product company, the product name, I would have seen that there are literally hundreds of people complaining about how they order it, they pay the free shipping, and then they get dinged for months of prices of this product. They do receive some product, but no one is talking about the product. They're all talking about how they didn't order it and they had to pay for it. Well, luckily, I caught mine the first time I called, tried to cancel it. They didn't cancel it. They didn't charge me, though. They did take the charge back, but they didn't cancel it. So we're talking maybe 3 weeks later, I get another $89.87 charge from this company. Luckily, this time my bank caught it. But now I've got to go through canceling my ATM card, getting a new one, waiting for it to come in the mail. It's just a mess. So my check time this morning is buyer beware. Just Google it. Take the extra 5 minutes and Google it. See what it is. I'm still going to do online buying, and I'm just going to be more diligent, follow my own advice. Don't order anything till you at least run it through one Google search. If it looks suspicious, check out a Google search. Look several places if it doesn't look right. And they will use the celebrity names to endorse it, but it's not really endorsed by the celebrity. So, again, buyer beware. Google is your friend. That's my take.
Okay, baby boomers, it's time for Jim from Jim.
Well, hello, guys. I don't know if I got time for this whole thing, but I'm going to go over 10 steps to get ready for retirement. Article is on at ARP, and I'm just going to kind of go through them quickly. Define your retirement. It says you probably have some idea of how you'd like to spend retirement. Here's where you write objectives down, listing the most important goals first. All right. For now, don't focus on the budget. Focus on ideas and be as specific as you can. For example, instead of travel, list trips to the lake. So be specific. Number two, take stock of your assets. You know how much you're bringing in each month. How much do you have in the bank, and how much do you have for a retirement account? But what about those non-traditional assets that could help you in your retirement? Maybe you could collect antiques, restore cars, something on the side. We talked about that in prior shows. A lot of side things you could do. So take stock. And we're going to go over we've had a lot of professional finance people on the show. You can go to archive shows. But remember, we're going to have future shows with a lot of this too. Evaluate your health. Determine when to collect Social Security. Network through social media and other methods. Decide how much you want or need to work. Create a retirement budget. Find new ways to cut expenses and start saving more. That's a big one. And prepare for the unexpected. Well, that's a real big one. And stick to your plan. Anyway, this is all stuff that I just touched on very quickly. But, you know, when retirement time comes, we did not plan on the expense of, now we have a lot of time in our home, let's start remodeling. Well, you know, kitchen cabinets, $50,000, $60,000, trips to Disneyland, maybe $1,000. You know, we didn't anticipate a lot of this stuff. I mean, it doesn't have to cost that much. It depends on how many kids you have. But anyway, just wanted to touch base on a few things. We go through this on our archive shows. Reef and I cover health and finances. We have celebrities on.
and entrepreneurs, like with our guest today, and we had Jim Crawford Oms, who talks about being an entrepreneur and so on. And thank you, Carmelita, for having Siobhan Roberts on. She's an amazing lady, very talented, faith-based. And we just wanted to touch on, we have, what do we got here? EasyWeightNetwork.com. Search Freedom Ball to see what happened over there with the Freedom Ball. And we want to work with Stop Sex Trafficking. This is a bad problem. And to stay in shape, boomers, go to boomerboost.easywayhealth.com. I do that, and I'll tell you what, it's not just a sugar high, it keeps you in shape. Easywayradio.com, Influential People Magazine, Coach the World with Jesse, Pauline Crawford Ops, Miss Magical Conversations, Dr. Gregory Brown, New Mind, New Body, Chris Williams, Cornbread Booking. Text EasyWay to 55678. And EasyWay Wall of Fame. I'm just trying to cover the bases here. Reetha, you still on with us, or did Reetha drift away? I think I'm still here. You still here, Reetha? Okay, just trying to cover some bases. Reetha, are you going to be with us in Vegas? We only got about a minute left. You going to be coming out to Vegas with us?
When is Vegas?
I have to find the date of that. I believe it's in the category of February. Don't quote me on this, but it's in the second week of February.
It's a while away.
It's a couple of weeks away. Don't worry about that right now, but it's going to be a great event out there. And then we have another great event coming in January. We're going to cover all that stuff, guys. But for now, we're going to sign off. Radio Boomers Live, Reetha Gray and myself signing off. I'm going to say quick hi to Doc Sheen, old friend of mine. We're going to be talking to him soon. And, guys, stay healthy, keep the faith, keep moving. Until next week, Radio Boomers Live, signing out until next Monday morning, 10 to 11.
See you next Monday.
See you next Monday.
Are you tired of doing business the hard way? Is building your business taking too much time and energy? We can help. Introducing your ultimate solution, EasyWay Business Membership. We're a full-service digital marketing solution specializing in branding and marketing, advertising, and introductions to CEOs and influencers that can help your business thrive. Problem solved. Now you can hire our award-winning team to work for your business. We've received many prestigious awards, including the Digital Trailblazer Award by Hollywood Weekly Magazine, and we've been recognized by Congress. For just $11 a day, you'll get more exposure, reach more clients by next month, guaranteed. Here's how it works. You pay one low annual fee of $4,000, and you'll receive consulting, branding, marketing, advertising, social media support, product placement, and business introductions to help your business grow exponentially. And if you need more, we offer SEO, commercial, TV exposure, and much more for an additional rate. To recap, for just $11 a day annual membership fee, you'll receive branding, consulting, business-to-business introductions, advertising, and social media support. But don't take our word for it. Here's what our customers
say. We've been working with EasyWay, Eric, for the last 6 months, and literally we are slammed with work for 2 months straight, so his marketing definitely works.
To learn more, visit EasyWayNetwork.com or contact us at 877-399-2929. And don't forget to follow us on social media. On Facebook at EasyWay Network, Twitter at EasyWay Broadcast, and YouTube at EasyWay TV.
Looking to grow and align your brand with celebrities and other established brands? Your brand is all about your entire customer experience. Everything from your logo, your website, your social media experiences, the way you answer the phone, to the way your customers experience your staff. So why not let us help you get your branding right from the start? At EasyWay Promotions, we are a new class of professionals providing first-class online branding, promotion, social media, website development, editing, graphic design, public relations, media, SEO, and online advertising to give your business the competitive edge to stand out. Our highly experienced experts will not only help you increase your online presence, but also provide you with a proven online strategy to help you increase the value of your company and make acquiring new customers easier. So what are you waiting for? Contact us today and let us help you grow your business exponentially.
For more information, contact 424-209-9290 or visit EZWayPromotions.com. That's letter E, letter Z. We also encourage you to like our Facebook page at Easy Way Promotions.
Thank you for listening to Radio Boomers Live with your hosts, Aretha Gray, star Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Radio Boomers Live. Radio Boomers Live is brought to you by the Easy Way Broadcasting Network. That's the letter E, the letter Z, Broadcasting Network.